This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We've got Therese Casey from straight from Bunnings.
you haven't been to Bunnings again, have you?
No, not Bunnings. I had to go and get. I did have to do a chemist emergency run this morning for Scholl gel pads for feet.
Oh, gel pads. Now that's a really good idea. We must go and buy some of those, babe. Yes.
Well, there's none left. I've bought them all out. Bob purchased this morning.
Therese, what does it feel like to get to this point?
Oh, look, it's so bloody exciting. And, you know, we do a weather watch for 2 weeks out, and every day, you know, we all get together at morning tea and we all do the weather watch, and you know, there's been rain planned and there's been storms planned. And anyway, we have clear skies. There is no rain till Monday where no one's getting up, so it's just perfect.
Fantastic. And are you absolutely exhausted?
I am, but I'm running on adrenaline. You know when sometimes you're running on adrenaline and you're absolutely exhausted but you look okay, but it's the next day you just look like shit?
Yeah, we identify with that.
Well, look, at our age, we just look like shit all the time these days.
There's things for that.
Yeah.
I have heard about medication and surgery. Yeah. I'm looking at that.
So, Theresa, a huge, huge undertaking this. We spoke with, Clover Moore earlier and Alex Greenwich and Ambulance New South Wales, and we're going to be speaking with the police shortly. For Mardi Gras, you basically start planning this from Sunday night last year, don't you?
That's right. Monday off, and then Tuesday we're on it.
Okay, so terrible Tuesday in another way.
That's right. Look, it is, I mean, particularly this year, you know, and if we don't start planning this year, particularly with, you know, talent, if we want to secure, you know, great talent from around the world, and indeed our own wonderful artists, you have to be booking them 18 months out. They, you know, their diaries are booked 2 years, 3 years in advance.
Well, what about Cher? You must have booked her about a decade ago.
Well, we've been trying to get her for years. So the organisation's, you know, been trying to get Cher for a long, long time. And in fact, she was coming. But unfortunately, she became very ill. So, look, she's absolutely wonderful at the moment. And she's here. She got off the plane. That we were all excited about that.
Have you met her yet?
No, I'm meeting her today, and I'm very excited about that too.
Oh my God!
I can give you a quick bit of advice. When the Also Foundation brought Grace Jones out, whatever you do, don't lose Cher's shoes.
God no!
Right?
Who lost Grace's shoes?
An airline.
I think it was your boyfriend.
An airline. Yeah. Don't hear. Anyway.
They're probably size 14 and a half.
Yeah. Yeah. So with Cher, I mean, this is something that a huge number of people are going to be excited about.
Macca, I would have to take a Mogadon before I saw her.
Yeah?
I would be so excited. It's the only way that I could be calm and civil is to be sedated.
Okay.
Perhaps asleep.
Yeah.
No. I certainly don't want to be asleep. I just have to calm myself down.
So, Therese, roughly, without giving too much away, what time will Cher be performing?
Between 12:30 and 2.
Okay.
Yep.
Which probably means 3.
No, it won't be after that. Definitely okay. Will not be after that. Yeah.
And how long do you hope the set to be?
Well, she's going to do at least 5 songs.
Wow.
Which is really fabulous. So it's going to be a great party. And there's also such a fantastic lineup of other international DJs and pop-up performers. And, you know, we've got the Black Madonna and Kitty Smile. And so it's a stellar lineup this year. And, you know, what was fantastic is the party had sold out before we announced Cher.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
You know, and let's remember that, because there's a lot of people that will be there for their favourite DJs.
It's going to be such an exciting night. And so where will you be tonight at a personal level? Will you be marching? Will you be, or just sort of organising from the side?
I'll be running around in one great big circle, not sure what direction I'm going in. So I start at Diamond Club, which is our wonderful parade viewing, and this year we've created a whole new Diamond Club, which is platforms on all levels. And then when I get to party, what I do is I just circulate and I make sure that I look at every venue and I try and get around and speak to as many people as I can. Until about three, and then I kind of just collapse.
Then you collapse in an untidy. That's why Cher can't perform at three, because that's when Teresa has to have a lay down.
So that's your own very personal market research, isn't it? You're getting a very personal experience and first hand experience of the whole event.
That's right. Greg and I get out there and we talk to the artists, and you know, we talk to the punters, and we you know, visit each of those venues, and it's the best thing we can possibly do. We get such a different conversation when we do that.
Can I ask you, Therese, in terms of the march, two things. One is, what's the most challenging component of putting the march together, and what is the most rewarding part of the march, you know, for you as the CEO?
You know, it's community and community. You know, I think the most challenging thing is making sure that we have a representation across our community of all voices and diversity and from our LGBTQI communities, and activating that. This year, we had applications from 17,000 marches.
Jeez.
Yeah, but we can only fit on that tarmac. It's a scientific, you know, equation. We can actually only fit just over 12,000 on it. So we had this incredibly difficult, heartbreaking process of having to say no to some people and yes to some people. But our total focus was on LGBTQI. And yes, we do have our corporate floats, but they are only 10%. We make sure, that is a policy of Mardi Gras, that our corporate activation is only 10% of the entire capacity.
Wow, I didn't realise that. That's because
they just look bigger because they've got money in their float room.
Of course. It obviously makes sense. I mean, there has been some criticism in the past that perhaps the whole thing was being commercialised, but when you talk about the 10% policy, that really is not the case at all.
And, you know, people need to understand it costs money to put Mardi Gras on, and Mardi Gras don't have a secret, you know, colour photocopier that's printing out $100 notes.
Not yet. But I think the important thing to think about is, like, you know, when we look at those corporate organisations, and as wonderful as they are that we work with, the people that are marching on that tarmac are LGBTQI volunteers and staff.
Yes.
And they have inclusion policies. They have incredible employment inclusion policies. Look at ANZ. I mean, what a corporate leader in the world for LGBTQI staffing and employment.
Yes. And so tell us, who else is marching tonight? Obviously you must have some of your favourites and some of your highlights. Could you give us a bit of a sense of that?
Yeah, I think what will be absolutely delightful is bringing back some of those iconic floats which we have this year. So there's a float dedicated to the AIDS era, which is just going to be walking in silence, representing the 1985 float where it was called Fighting for Our Lives.
Wow.
You might remember that.
I do.
There's an incredible, we've made these beautiful big red hand-manipulated butterfly puppets, and they'll just march in silence with the butterflies going up the parade. It's going to bring the house down. It's just such a beautiful thing. We also have the 100 lesbian marching girls back on parade.
Oh, great.
We've got the Lemonettes and the Zenas and the, you know, so we're representing all those wonderful, the activation from the women and the feminists and the lesbians over 40 years. So that's going to be a terrific one as well. And of course, we have our what we call our fabulous dinner party, which starts the parade with 40 special guests representing each and every year of Mardi Gras, all coming together for a big dinner party at Taylor Square. And there are heads on platters for that dinner party.
Oh, that sounds like fun. But look, can you tell us who the heads are as a matter of interest?
Well, look, you know, Fred and I will have to come to that party.
Yeah.
And I think Pauline Hanson could not RSVP for that party.
Yep.
So,
you'll see them.
Okay. The other thing that is really important to look at is the growing diversity, you know, and particularly, you know, our Asian countries now participating, you know, really important to see that. Our rainbow families growing and growing and growing now each year of the parade. You know, we have the Muslim LGBTQI group growing and participating in parade. Like, it's just fantastic to see that diversity. Our Indigenous float, of course, but our Tiwi sister girls. This year we also invited over our Fijian pride leaders from Fiji. So we're making sure that and welcoming that diversity onto parade.
Oh, that's fantastic. Earlier on this morning, Therese, we had Bill Shorten, the Leader of the Opposition and the Alternate Prime Minister, who informed us that he will be marching tonight along with Rainbow Labor. They have quite a strong contingency. Are you able to... And I also believe that the Greens are marching tonight.
And I think, I'm not sure about the Liberals, I know Senator Dean Smith is riding, he's marching with Marriage Equality.
Yes, he is. But do you have any sense of whether all political parties are represented tonight?
Yeah, look, the Greens, Labor, Liberal, they're all there on parade.
And what about, you know, One Nation and the Australian Conservatives? And
I don't think they've slipped in.
Right. Well, I have heard...
Pauline wouldn't do it unless she was getting some money.
Oh, there's many Paulines on parade. Yeah. Dozens of them.
I have heard that there's a very strong contingency that's actually flown in from all over the country, actually, to participate in a group called Happy Bernardi Gras, brought to you by the Bearded Tit. So I've had reports about that all morning, and I'm not quite sure who they are and whether you know anything about them.
They're hilarious. The Bearded Tit is a wonderful bar on Regent Street in Redfern.
Oh, I didn't know that. So it's actually a place.
Yeah, it's a terrific bar. It's really diverse and culturally diverse and LGBTQI bar, well known in Sydney.
It's a Bearded Tit, I like that.
I assumed it was actually a made-up name.
No. No, it's our favourite watering hole.
Fantastic. So, you know, obviously most people think of Mardi Gras as being about that parade and the after party. Clearly that is only one very big and very important, but only one segment of an entire festival that you put together.
That's right.
Most people usually fly into Sydney on the Thursday or the Friday, do the party, do the after parade, do the after party, and then sort of collapse and go back to their homes. Just give us a flavour of what else happens as part of the Mardi Gras festival.
Yeah, this year it's a 2.5-week festival that, you know, it's really right across Sydney. We produce and present and also partner with other organisations over that festival, but there's also 95 other community events that sit under that umbrella. So Sydney just explodes with these, you know, it's across community, sport, arts, music, culture, visual arts. And the Museum of Love and Protest was a really great signature event of ours this year. It's a living museum that looks back over 40 years at the National Art School.
I think you were advocating that we see that when we last spoke with you.
Yeah, it's still open today. If you popped across the road and had a look at that, that's, you know, really fantastic.
I think we might do that after lunch. What do you think, Macca?
You should do that. But we've also, you know, partnered with the Sydney Opera House. We've partnered with their National Art Gallery of New South Wales. And we've partnered with Carriage Works. We put a queer thinking program down there. And this year's queer thinking program is where we bring academics and thinkers and activists together to look at the world and to look back over 40 years and have those debates and have that future vision of where we're going. And that was just amazing. And also importantly for us, our Kuri Gra program. This is our Indigenous and First Nations program, and it's growing and growing. And we have such a vision for where this will go. And we want to make sure that we're with Mardi Gras, embedded right in the middle of Mardi Gras is Indigenous and Aboriginal programming of the LGBTQI artists, and then grow that to an international program.
Fantastic.
We actually featured that last week.
We did actually. We had Kuri Gra last week.
That's right.
Last week.
Yeah.
Look, we're just about out of time, Therese.
And you probably need to get on back to the chemist or Bunnings or wherever you need to go.
I mean, unless you're just buying, you know...
I'm off to meet Cher.
Shoe pads, not corn pads.
Oh.
Not corn pads. So, look, thank you for your work. Thank you, you know, for all that you do. But also particularly, you know, I know Mardi Gras works very closely with Joy. It's an important relationship to us, and I know for Mardi Gras. And with, you know, with SBS, I can't think of a better threesome I've ever thought of in the world.
It's a pleasure.
So thanks, Therese. Have a good night. Hope at 3 a.m, you know, you get to have a little nap.
We'll see you there.
Cheers.
We look very forward to it. Therese, have a fantastic
guys. Happy
night.
Mardi Gras, everybody.
Happy Mardi Gras.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.